Welcome to this podcast live from Hope City Church in Birmingham. We pray this message encourages and inspires you. For more information, visit hopecity.church.
Before I start my message today, the Holy Spirit really spoke to me this morning, and I'm just going to share two things. Now, the first one is, when I was a young woman, I was once, actually. I was a very fast runner, and I was an Australian level athlete running 400 meters. And like many of you know, I now have two artificial hips from that experience. But every year you'd train constantly, and then you would have a month when you would do very little. And it would seem like your body was going backwards because you weren't training. But in actual fact, that month contributed to your speed because you actually rested. And for some of you at the moment, you're in a patch in your life where you feel like, well, God, it seems like you're not doing much right now, and I'm not going at the speed that I used to go. And I feel the Holy Spirit wants to encourage you this morning that he's actually just giving you rest, and the new you will be greater enabled, have greater ability, greater capacity, and greater speed. Now, the temptation is in our lives, when we have that time when it seems like God is doing nothing and we're doing little, the temptation is to run away from the dream of God for our lives. And let me say to you this morning, that is a thought that is planted in your head by the enemy of your soul. And you need to be even more careful to guard the dream of God in those moments of your life. To be aware that God hasn't disappeared just because you think he's silent. He's actually giving you in that season greater capacity to fulfill what God has for you. So don't run and give away the dream of God for a moment of madness. And let me say that's easier to do when you're young because you don't have the track record of seeing how God comes through. But let me tell you from a very, very old lady. I am, yes, but yeah, I'm older than you, Leah. I am 52 in 2 weeks, and I've served Jesus for 32 years, so that's a pretty good thing, isn't it? But from an old lady that's been there, done that, got the T-shirt, God always comes through. He is always faithful. He always turns up. He will never let you go. The Bible says, to your old age and gray hairs, of which I have plenty, but they are artificially colored. Even to your old age and gray hairs, he will always look after you, and he will always be with you, and he will always provide for you. Right, are you with me?
Yes.
Great. Now, this morning, I am going to share a message, and God spoke to me about this year and what God wants to do in the life of Hope City Church in this year. And therefore, if he's going to do it in the life of Hope City Church, he's going to do it in the life of all the people in Hope City Church. And so I'm going to start the message just talking to you. And the title of my message today is The Advocate. I think you might have the slide for that. And to be an advocate is a very trendy word right now. It's like, you know, they're like, there's trendy. If you're an advocate for something, you're really, really trendy. And, you know, I'm an advocate. And some people aren't. They're just saying they are. And it's a word that's sort of bandied around in our society at the moment if you're working as an advocate or you're an advocacy. And so I thought of a number of people that are advocate for different things. There's a lady called Mira Savino. She's an actress. And have anyone heard of Mira Savino? Maybe a member. Anyway, she's quite famous. Well, obviously she was because you haven't heard of her. And she is an advocate against human trafficking. And actually, I met Mira Savino. Shall I tell you a little story? You get to know me now. I relax you and then I come for you, right? So Mira Savino, I met Mira Savino in the Russian embassy. Cocktails in the Russian embassy in London. I don't know what I was doing there, but I was there. And I was talking to Mira Savino, and she was, and I was in my Primark top. Primark white top and trousers. Looked good though, no one would have known. She wasn't in Primark. And she little had a little Prada handbag over her wrist, which I'm sure wasn't a copy from Southeast Asia. And she had a little, she was eating a cocktail sausage on a cocktail stick. And I don't know what took over me. And she finished the cocktail sausage and went to put the toothpick in her handbag. I couldn't let her do it. Yeah, I did. I said, Mira, give me your toothpick. And I took it and put it in my bag. But that wasn't the worst thing that happened. And then I was standing between Muhammad Al-Fayed and the Duke of Kent, the places you find yourself. And they were doing speeches, you know, anti-human trafficking speeches, and I clapped a little bit too hard. The problem was I had an orange juice in my hand, and I poured it right down the front of my Primark shirt. So I apologise for not representing you well on that day. But so Mira Savino is a advocate for human trafficking. Angelina Jolie is an advocate for human rights and refugees. Matt Damon, I've Googled. Matt Damon is an advocate for worldwide clean water. Did you know that? Yeah. Bono, depending what part of the world you're from. Bono from U2 is an advocate against global poverty. Meghan Markle, our very own Meghan. She's an advocate for women and charitable work. And famously, Princess Diana was an advocate against landmines. So an advocate for something is an untiring champion, an upholder, a supporter, a backer, a promoter, a protector, and a patron. And an advocate is some. So obviously some of these people fall short of what an advocate really is. And an advocate is a person who puts a case on someone else's behalf. A person who stands in the gap in defense of another person. And many of these champion people have stood, but few have actually given the ultimate price for their advocacy. We even think of Nelson Mandela, awesome man, who stood for a worthy world-changing cause and gave his entire adult life in the advocacy of equal human rights. And I found this clip, and this is not a famous one. This is the clip of Nelson Mandela in the court of law before he was in prison. So I just want you to watch this for a moment. So the very last line in this speech that Nelson Mandela made was, and this is a cause that I am willing to live my entire life for. And it is even a cause for which I am willing to die. But Nelson Mandela did not die. Even Nelson Mandela did not die for his advocacy. But there is one who did. There is a patron, a defender, an advocate who died for you. There is one who gave the final, ultimate sacrifice for your defense. He became your ultimate defense lawyer. He became your bridge to the promises of God. He became your patron. Pray the Holy Spirit is impacting your soul this morning. He became your defender. Yeah. He became your guardian. He became your eternal champion. He became your justifier. He became your sanctifier. He became the one who believes in you and comes out always fighting for you. Yeah. He became the one who will not sit back and watch your life be ruined. He became the one who will not sit back and not step in when your life, when you need him to step in. He is not an advocate that goes home and turns off the switch when he doesn't want to defend anymore. He is not the advocate that says, I'm tired of defending this cause, I'm taking a break, or I'm not doing it anymore. He is not that one. He is your defender and your patron, and he will never, ever, ever stop defending you and fighting for you. And if we truly believed that, we could go home right now. Romans 8:34. Who then is the one who condemns us? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. I want you to stop for a moment and imagine today that Jesus, your advocate, your defender, your patron, is at the right hand of God for you today. For you. And he's interceding for you right now. He is bringing your requests to your Father for you right now. He is coming before the Father right now and saying, we need to defend that person. They're being wrongly accused. And Jesus is going to your Father today, and he's talking to the Father on your behalf. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hebrews 7:25. Because he always lives to intercede for them. Jesus doesn't go to sleep. Jesus doesn't decide, you know what, I'm going to go and have a chicken dinner and come back. Jesus doesn't think, I am preoccupied with someone else right now. Because he stands beyond time, and he stands beyond the limits of our human understanding. He's interceding and stepping out on behalf of all of us this morning. 1 John 2:1 says, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Can someone just undo that for me? Your defender is strong. You have Muhammad Ali in your corner. Your God is the winner of the Rumble in the Jungle. George Foreman has been undefeated in the other corner of your life, but Muhammad Ali is coming out on your behalf, and he will float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, because that is your God. And so now I want to get to say what I really want to say. God was speaking to me this year about what he wants to do. Now, firstly, when we've come to this year, some of us might feel like this. And we feel like that God hasn't been listening. Have you ever been speaking to someone and it seems like they're not listening? My son has developed that technique with me wonderfully. And he was home over Christmas for 3 weeks. And I developed a technique. And the technique was, when I was talking to Ryan and I thought he wasn't listening, I'd go, oh, hi, thin air. I go, so nice to speak to you again. But you know, the funny thing is that a couple of days later, Ryan would repeat to me what I had said, because he wasn't showing like he was listening. It wasn't on his face. Isn't it amazing how people can repeat back to you, but you didn't think they were listening? The guys, I'd like to give you a tip for free. Your woman would really appreciate a less vacant expression. Just, you know, throwing it out there to help personal relations across the church. What we do wrong, come back. Obviously hit a nerve there, didn't I, hey? What we do wrong is we misinterpret silence as uninvolvement. And we misinterpret silence as disinterest. And sometimes we relate that to God. We sometimes take his silence or his interpreted silence, we misinterpret as disinterest or as a lack of intent. And in Psalm 34, verse 4 to 7, it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. More scripture. Let the scripture do the talking. Psalm 34. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive. Is anyone hearing the word? And his ears are attentive to their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Firstly, in the silence, God's intent is that he delivers us from our fears before we are delivered from our situation. Fear is the biggest factor in our lives. And most of the time, our fears never come true. But they come and they disengage our lives. And so my Bible says here that he comes and delivers them from all their fears. First thing, God wants you to deliver you from the things that you fear. I talk to people sometimes and they're extrapolating what's happening in their life right now into 2020. I'm like, did you just disengage God for 2 years of your life? He's not going on holiday. God wants to deliver you from your fears in the silence. Let me read you scripture. Psalm 91, verse 3 to 7. You're still awake. Yeah. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I love that word, pestilence. It's not a word that we use these days. Pestilence is like all the crabs on the earth coming and attacking you at once. That's pestilence. It's like the plague. So he will deliver you from the plague. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. I'm using the word of God this morning because I can't change your life. The word of God can. God will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence, nor the thing that stalks in the dark. I mean, this is even taking you to the nightmare realm here. God will protect you from it all. Nor the plague that destroys at midday. I mean, this is pretty encompassing here. This is everything, A to Z. Day, night, pestilence, plague, it all. God says he will deliver you. He will be your shield and your rampart. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Yeah, come on. It cannot come near you. It might feel like it's coming near you. You might fear that it's coming near you, but my word says that it'll not come near you. So from the outset in this year, everything that you fear is silenced today. Because God said he is your advocate and he is strong and he is your defender. Secondly, in the silence, the Lord wants us to be assured that his ear is in our direction. And thirdly, that he is establishing his closeness and his comfort. And the fact that he is encamping around your life. I mean, an encampment is not just a tent. An encampment is a village. Set up. Everything. Encamping around your life. The timing of your deliverance is absolute perfection to God. He's got the absolute perfect moment for your deliverance. Stay with me. Now, I am not known, and the people that have known me a long time, so let's go Ronya, Leah, Beck, Teebs. I am not known as a person with a lot of words. Though you might think that's crazy today, but it's true. I'm not an angry person. And I think it can be recorded that in 27 years of church now, I have exploded publicly twice. So I'm not known as someone that comes out of my corner. I internalize, and then I always give, this is a tip for free, I always give 10 days between anger and response. And both times, yeah, she's like, what's going to happen in 10 days? and both times that I have really exploded in those 27 years was when someone was trying to hurt the sheep. And Mama Bear came out of a corner. Don't you touch God's kids. So there were moments. And if you ever see one of those moments, you'll be very privileged because they don't happen. They happen on like a 20-year basis. And I just don't come out. But like I said, there are moments when I come out of my corner to protect. There comes a moment. When God just comes out of his corner for you. And God spoke to me at the beginning of the year that this is the year. God has spoken to me very clearly at the outset of this year, that he wants to be strong on our behalf in 2018. That this is the year of deliverance. Did you hear me? This is the year of the deliverance. And let me tell you how it started. In 2007, Dave and I bought a holiday property in Cyprus. We put £30,000 down of an inheritance we had and got a mortgage. The place was never built for 5 years. We didn't know they started charging interest on that mortgage for the 5 years it wasn't built and kept charging interest. And for 10 years, we have been sued. It's now up to £500,000 for a property that was worth £120,000. And we've been in a class action and we are paying a lawyer every month for the last 10 years. And so for 10 years, over the back of my head has been the threat that we would lose everything. Because the threat was that they would come and take our property in the UK. Now, 5 years ago, God gave me a promise from Job, believe it or not. You can actually find God in Job. And the scripture from Job chapter 5 was this. It says, you will count all your property and find nothing missing. And so I've known, but I've been waiting and I've been crying to God. And then I have moments when I think I'm going to lose everything. And then I've got to remind myself that God has spoken. 1 week into this year, we get an email. And I'm sick of reading these emails from Alpha Panaretti Bank. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't be bothered reading. It's another one. They are upping it by 20,000 more we owe. I get an email. 1 week into this year, start of the fast. We will allow you to walk away for 10%. 10%. Now listen, that's having 50,000 hanging over you instead of 500. It's a miracle. But now our lawyers are saying, no, we're going to bargain them down. Now, God didn't say to me we wouldn't walk away with nothing, having to pay anything, but he said, you'll find your property if I find nothing missing. Listen, That is a big deliverance in our lives. We have pastored this church and we have planted probably 8 churches in that period with a hangover on Dave and my head that we're being sued for £500,000. And God the Deliverer has come in at the start of this year and says, I'm not having any more. I'm not having any more. This is the year of deliverance. And God had spoken in my spirit this was the year of deliverance before that happened. This is the year of God coming through. He said, Jen, this year I'm fighting for you. I'm coming out of my corner and I'm fighting for you and I will no longer be still. And so you're believing for miracles in 2018. This is your year. God's going to come out of his corner on your behalf and be your strong advocate and defender in 2018. Does anybody believe it? Come on. Isaiah 42 verse 13 says, the Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry, and he will triumph over his enemies. I don't know what the enemy of your soul is. I don't know what the enemy of your life is, but your defender this year is going to march out on your behalf. 2018 is going to be a year right across Hope City Church where we're going to see God move in miraculous and powerful ways. We're going to see the hand of God move. In this year, Isaiah 42 verse 14, for a long time, I've kept silent. I've been quiet and I've held myself back. But now listen, most of you in here have never had kids, but let me just tell you something. When a woman is in childbirth, guys, you want to run. She wants to kill you. Yeah, hello. Hey, listen, my son was 9 pound 2. There's a reason I only had one. He's now 6 foot 3. Like a woman in childbirth is crying out, I will turn darkness into light before them, and I will make the rough places smooth. These things I will do. These things I will do. I will not forsake them. This is your advocate, your deliverer in 2018. This is your dad standing in front of the train. This is your big brother at the school gate. This is a mother defending her children. This is the lawyer defending the innocent. This is the Lord of the host of heaven saying, enough. I have heard your cry. I wonder if I could have the team. And I have never forsaken the righteous. I am for you and I go before you. The defender of the fatherless is strong. I don't know who my father is. And my father who brought me up died when I was 16. I have a very strong defender. Fatherless. He's strong. The one who watches injustice and determines to bring evil to account. The one who steps in to provide for you, who watches over your need and waits for a cry from a faithful heart. The God who opened the sea for all Israel to walk through and then took the wheels off the chariots of the pursuing foe. Come on. This year is the year of deliverance where God determines that he will no longer be still. I am fighting for you. Yeah. I am interceding for you. Yeah. And I am turning things around.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.